Now approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. Night Train with KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination. Listening to Radio Sega. All aboard the Night Train. Sunday nights, only on Radio Sega.
Welcome, one and all. Welcome aboard Night Train. I hope you're doing well. I almost missed this first talk break because I went to prepare my tea. So, very hot. Anyway, not exactly how I planned that. But welcome to Night Train. I have my tea now. Maybe need to let it cool down a little bit. Too hot. This is Radio Sega. We play the best Sega music 24/7. And this is the time of your week when you just slow down. You just chill. And you just listen to awesome, relaxing music by Sega themselves or the community. This is Night Train. My name's KC. I'm your conductor, and I will be your conductor for the next hour and a bit. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. I hope your weekend was great. I hope you enjoyed our Radio Sega Live programming for the day. Sadly, I actually had to miss everything before my show because I just had a very busy weekend. And that's going to happen for the next couple of weeks as well. I'm hoping I don't need to just cancel Night Train for the next couple of weeks. I'm still going to try to do the show, but just giving you a heads up way in advance that it's going to be tight, but hopefully I won't be late and I'll be here for Night Train. Anyway, but that's next week and the next and the one after. So let's talk about this week. You should join us on Discord, right? It's where the magic happens. It's where beautiful people like Hydro, Resident SD Jamie, Electric Boogaloo, Celtic Yoshi, Pocket Ellery, I'm sure I'm missing someone, but everyone else who's here and chatting or idle, everyone's there. RadioSE.ga/Discord. That's where you should join us, and you should you know, just chat with like-minded people, like-minded relaxing people, maybe. Were people waiting to feel relaxed? Probably, yes. Hopefully. Jamie has a good point. Jamie asks, since when was I wonderful? That's a very good point. I don't know. I apologize. Yes. So, all the wonderful people and Jamie. Yeah. Okay. If you're not feeling like joining us on Discord, just tweet at Radio Sega for a little shout out during the show. A little, you know, shout out through our PA system, our Night Train PA system. But if you're listening to the podcast, which I know many of you do, welcome aboard anyway. I hope you enjoy the show. The tea is hot, hopefully not that hot again. A little bit better, yes. So the tea is nice. I don't know if you have any tea or coffee or anything with you. Coffee is not that great if you're trying to relax, but tea is great. Or maybe you're just, you know, lying in bed, waiting for the show to be over so you can sleep. And you'll wake up in the morning more relaxed and energized than ever because of Night Train. Scientifically proven or not. Anyway, we just played some tunes to start off the show, and we started with DCT featuring Guitar Man, the Sonic the Hedgehog Ocean View OC remix, which was very nice, followed by a track that people who were trying to read the metadata on our website during the live show, or you know, trying to read the metadata on their media player of choice, they didn't know what the track was, because the way Probe formatted the text doesn't play well with our encoders. And so the track's title is actually Low Spec Robo Go. And this was taken from Probe's... I just had this here and I actually closed this. So it's taken from the Sonic Lo-Fi-ya album by Probe. I think that's how you pronounce that. Lo-Fi, yeah, probably. And it's a great track, though. It's a very nice track. The last one was one that you probably heard last week, on Sega Mix Drive. That's where I heard it for the first time. Dan Demmer's Marble Zone Lo-Fi Remix. Marble Zone Chill? Yeah, it's possible. It's possible and it's great. Hope you enjoyed that one as well. We have a lot of music tonight. We have Sonic music or remixes. We have Altered Beast, Shining Force actually. We have Shenmue. We have Shinobi. We have Streets of Rage 4. We have Persona 5. We have Yakuza. Or Like a Dragon, depending on, you know, how you feel about that. And speaking of which, have you played Like a Dragon Ishin? Have you pre-ordered the like very expensive digital whatever edition, all included? If you have, like, you know, I'm dissing that special edition, but I actually bought it, so yeah. But yeah, I've been playing Like a Dragon Ishin throughout the weekend. Very nice game. Really enjoying it. We'll share some more input on that in maybe the next talk break. But if you have played it or are looking forward to enjoying the game when it actually properly releases on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, yes, I think it's the 21st. So on Tuesday, if you are planning on playing the game then, or have played it before, or the demo, let me know on Discord or at Radio Sega on Twitter. That said, let's keep on going. The Night Train stops for no one, and it's time to rise from our collective grave, whatever that means. As I said it, I thought to myself, what are you doing? What are you saying, Casey? I don't know. Never know. So, Blind Spot will make us rise from our graves, hopefully. This is Night Train. Enjoy this Altered Beast cover. So nice.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Thank you. Night Train. Choo choo.
This is lovely. Nostalgia. Nostalgia is always lovely. By from Shining Force Feather. Welcome back to Night Train 2-2. I hope you're enjoying your ride with us tonight. Before that, we had Water Goddess Mithula from Shining Force 2. For many of our listeners, probably the source tune for Sergei's Thinking About You from our 10 years for Sega Years album. This is the original. And how he created that from this is amazing for me. The first track was Rise From Your Grave, Altered Beast by Blind Spot. Indeed. Also, a big shout out to Mr. Social 20, who's been feeling a little bit under the weather due to a certain Mr. COVID. Hopefully you've been feeling a little bit better, and hopefully in the next couple of days you're all healthy and strong and stuff. Yeah. Well then, so what about that Like a Dragon Ishin game I was talking about? Really enjoying it, have to say. That was one of the games that I always wished Sega released in the West. I remember, I don't really remember much or seeing much about Yakuza Kenzan or Ryuga Gotoku Kenzan, which is another like spin-off set in the old days, in ancient times. But I do remember seeing a lot about Ishin and thinking this looks really nice and looks like it's a really cool and fun game, and it really is. And I have no idea about the original, how that played in terms of like mechanics and stuff, but this new version that we now have, the combat systems, the different ways you can, I can't remember the name of that. Oh, the combat styles, yes, you have like four different combat styles. There is one in particular, I don't want to spoil anything for people who are still getting the game like on Tuesday, but there's a particular combat style that flows so well. It's really, really fun to play that way. The story seems cool, like Yakuza, proper Yakuza story, or Like a Dragon, should I say, maybe, probably now. Fun shenanigans, sub-stories that are as crazy as you can imagine, like typical Like a Dragon style as well. So it's really just a different setting, but it's a pretty cool and fun game. I've been enjoying it very much so far. Wish I could have played more, but as I said before, this weekend was a little bit busy for me. Although, hopefully tomorrow I can squeeze in a few hours of Ishin as well. Really enjoying the music as well. Very good soundtrack, as I knew it would be, judging from the original as well. But really, it blends in well with the environment, and the although it's like set in ancient times and like ancient Japan, feudal Japan, it's really suits the game, but it's also clearly a Like a Dragon soundtrack, which is interesting. They made it work really well in this new game. So let me know, by the way, if you're listening to us live, are you planning on getting the game? Have you been playing it? I know a couple of people on my friends list. I bought it, as I was saying on Discord. I was going to get it for the Xbox. I was going to get the physical version, but then I realized it was verified on the Steam Deck. And I've played many games on my Steam Deck since I bought it, and so I decided to actually try it on the Steam Deck. So I went with the digital version with the early access and installed it on my Steam Deck. It runs really well. I thought I had to actually do some adjustments or something, but nope, a few dips in frame rate here and there, like a couple of slowed, I think I had like maybe a couple of slowdowns at certain points, like when entering an area, like a bigger area or something, but not really that noticeable in terms of frame rates. Really runs well, and like, as you don't really need to adjust anything or any settings, at least for me, perfect. So really enjoying the game. Hope to know more about the story in the next couple of, or a few days at least, because I'm planning a special episode of the Sega Lounge dedicated to Like a Dragon Ishin. So looking forward to doing that. Speaking of which, we have a lot of awesome stuff going on this week on Radio Sega, so maybe we can discuss that when we come back, right? Pocket Ellery says, I still need to get back to Chapter 2 of Yakuza 0. You should probably just restart it at this point. If it's been a while, yes, do restart it and try not to get sidetracked. If you just want to know what the story is and how it ends, and you just want to get done with the game and just keep going and playing more games in the series, just try not to get sidetracked with all the bonus stuff, the side sub-stories, the side missions and all of that. Just go through the main story if you can. It's not as fun as doing everything, but trust me, I've been guilty of getting sidetracked a lot and stopping certain Yakuza games, and then a new game comes out, I need to focus on that. I put Yakuza 2 or 3 or whatever down, and I think to myself, oh, in like next week I'll come back, and months go by and I forget everything I've done at that point. So if you really just want to get through the game and play through the series, try to focus on the main story and try not to get sidetracked. You won't have as much fun, but at least you'll get it done and you can play the other games as well. Although you don't really need, I don't think you really need to play any of the games in the series to like enjoy the most recent ones. It's true that you enjoy them more if you know what or who all the characters are and what the backstory is, but it's not really necessary. They all hold up really well as standalone games. Yeah. Jamie says, still planning on playing through all of the franchise we got in the West. You should do that. Yeah. Yes, Pocket Ellery. Training myself to spend more time soaking in the games I'm playing and not worrying too much about new releases. That's actually, I've been doing that. I say that, but this is a little bit like, doesn't make much sense, but because of Game Pass, I haven't bought as many games as before. Although now I've been buying some games for the Steam Deck. But apart from that, I haven't bought as many games as before, because I just try them on Game Pass. If they stick, I'll keep playing them. If not, I'll move on to something else. But I'm in the past like year and a half, I was able to go through my backlog of games because of that, because I'm just trying to focus more on playing that particular game, soaking in the game, as you said, and not worrying too much about new games. If I have time to play a new game, unless it's like a Sega game that I really, really want to play, and in that case, my theory goes out the window, but yeah, I've been trying to do that as well. Okay, let's keep going. More music, right? Let's play some Shenmue, because you know, we always have to have some Shenmue on the show. And this is an OC remix by Notux. A Breeze in the Night. Choo-choo, people, choo-choo.
hop on board the night train for a relaxing trip with nothing but the best and most chilled Sega music and remixes, curated by your conductor, KC. Night Train on Radio Sega.
Welcome back to Night Train. This was amazing. This was just plain amazing. We played a couple of awesome tunes. The first one was by Notux, Shenmue, A Breeze in the Night OC remix, and then Will Rock, The Lonely Lover remix of The Revenge of Shinobi. I'm not sure, but I noticed like a certain Golden Axe bit, I think, in here as well. Maybe it's just me. I had this, I think, I actually should have this somewhere in my planning document somewhere. I think this was supposed to have been played in episode 4 or 3 or something. I'm too lazy to look. But then for some reason I decided against it. Sometimes I like plan the next show, the next episode of Night Train, like almost as soon as one is over. So if, for example, tomorrow I listen to some chill music throughout the day, maybe I'll go to my spreadsheet and, you know, just add some stuff for next week's show. But then on the day, I usually go through the actual proper playlist and change things a little bit. That's probably what happened. I was gonna play this Will Rock track. This is actually a Dwelling of Duels track. I was gonna play it, but then maybe another track took its place, or maybe I had too many songs already for that particular week and this got cut. I don't know why I did it, but thankfully last week Rexy played this as a remix highlight, and I remembered, oh, I need to play that Will Rock track on Night Train next week. Yes. By the way, shout out to Rexy, who just joined us on Discord. Hello. Welcome to the Night Train. As I was saying before, we have a full week ahead of us on Radio Sega. We have, it's Game Blast 23 week. Actually, Game Blast is usually just the weekend, right? The 24th to the 26th. But we are going to make this almost an entire week, more or less. Just looking at the document, the news post that we have on the website. And actually, Green Viper 8 is going to make a week out of this. He's going to be doing stuff from the 20th, so from tomorrow. And you can actually find everything by going to radiosega.net. It's not entirely up to date yet. We still need to add some stuff, because Team Radio Sega is not just people who are part of Radio Sega as show hosts and part of our media team or whatever. We have some guests like Yusuf Adlani and like Jumi, for those who are in the Twitch community. You probably know about Jumi as well. She's going to be joining us this year as part of Team Radio Sega, and it's all for charity. One of the things that I'm very excited, and I'm not going to plug my stuff over everyone else's, because everyone has a lot of stuff that they're going to be playing and doing for charity, so do check out radiosega.net. But because it's a Radio Sega thing, like a station-wide thing, I'm very excited for this Wednesday at 8 p.m. GMT, Sega Knowledge Showdown 2022 edition. Ooh, it's going to be so fun. I hope you guys tune in on Wednesday to Radio Sega, 8 p.m. UK time. It's going to be so fun. We recorded this on Thursday. I was actually, one of the things that I was doing today was editing part of the show, of the recording. Three teams as last week. One of them is new. We have buzzers this year, and we have fun. mostly fun. Was really, really fun to do, as per usual. This is one of the highlights of the year for me right now, I have to say. This is the third edition of Sega Knowledge Showdown, and I hope that we can continue on doing this for years to come, because it's always great fun to be with people from the community, Radio Sega people, and not just Radio Sega, but people from the community as well. And it's all as much as we try to plan things, it's also things always go out of hand. It's chaos, but it's so good. It's so amazing chaos. Is the buzzer just someone making a random sound? No, we actually had buzzers, actually. There are ways of doing this online, right? You can have like browser-based buzzer systems, and that's what we use. But then, because we couldn't really, I wanted each team to have their own buzzer sound. But the app that we were using didn't allow for that. We could actually just customize the sound of the buzzer, but it would be one buzzer sound for all three teams. And so what I did was, when editing, I actually gave each team their own buzzer sound as they requested. Although one of the teams didn't actually send me their buzzer sound, the sound that they wanted. And so I chose the one that was most appropriate for their name, for the name of the team. And you will understand immediately what I'm talking about when you listen to the show on Wednesday. So please do listen to the show on Wednesday. I can tell you what the team captains, or who the team captains are this year. So we have I Need Fruit, as per usual. This year, Gray 4 couldn't make it, but Lime returned. And so because Gray 4 couldn't make it, we had to invite someone else to fill in as third team captain. And we invited Sonic Yoda from Sega Driven. And so those are the three team captains, but I will not disclose any more information. You'll have to tune in to the show on Wednesday. Yeah, exciting times. Really, really hope you guys listen to the show on Wednesday. Really looking forward to this. Okay, let's keep going. Let's play more music. I've been talking a lot tonight, haven't I? I think so. Have one more thing to tell you, but I'll leave that for the next talk break. Let's play more music. Let's play more Sonic. So we have Sonic, Streets of Rage 4, and Persona 5 in the next block. So I hope you enjoy this first one. It's a remix of my favorite song from Sonic Mania. I know it's not probably, or it's not most people's favorites, but it's my personal favorite. It's Press Garden Act 2, and this is a jazz remix by Screwstache featuring Yellow. Enjoy. Thank you.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Enjoying the show but want more? Download or stream past episodes of Night Train from your favorite podcast service. Be sure to leave us a review if you're feeling relaxed.
Thank you.
This is great. Unsure of how to pronounce the name of this artist. I would say Snarky, or maybe it's just Snarky with an X, I don't know. Featuring David Cho and Eric Hirshhorn. Hirshhorn? Yes. Confession / Secret from Persona 5. Great stuff. Great stuff indeed. Before that, we had the amazing The Consoles, an exhibition from Streets of Rage 4, and Screwstache featuring Yellow Press Garden Act 2, the jazz remix. We were talking, apparently other people enjoy Blossom Haze as much as I do. I feel that there is a lot of love for Studiopolis, both acts, and not so much for Blossom Haze, but maybe I'm wrong. I was reminded by Resident SD of a similar reaction to mine when I first played Sonic Mania and got to Press Garden Act 2 and heard the song. I was like, whoa! And Resident SD was reminding me of Etika's reaction to that song on his first playthrough, which I actually watched the other day on YouTube. As sad as you know what happened to Etika is, it's always nice to remember that epic moment. And that was, you know, basically my reaction as well. Not as loud maybe, but yes. Great song, great song. Shout out to Dr. Skotnik, yeah, who just joined us, although he's not listening, but apparently his, or two, right? Two of his short films were shown on a film festival yesterday, which is really nice. Congrats. So, yeah. So I said I had something else to talk about. Yes, and that's radiose.ga/nighttrain. radiose.ga/nighttrain. And that's where you should go if you want to request songs for our upcoming, an upcoming, not the, but an upcoming passenger mix of Night Train. I actually enjoyed last week's show very much. I think you guys did a wonderful job in requesting a variety of songs and genres, not really genres as well, but mostly games and sources. We had a lot of variety on that front, and so I hope you guys keep on requesting songs, radiose.ga/nighttrain, because I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys can come up with for the next passenger mix, which will happen at some point. Obviously, as I've been saying since the beginning of this season of the show, the first season, beginning of the show itself, this is a limited run show. So my plan for this show is not to like have 20 plus, 30 plus shows and then call it quits and come back next year. My plan is to do a few shows, like I said, 10 to 15, so that's probably what's going to happen. And then maybe take a couple of months break and come back later with more shows. And that's exactly what's going to happen. I haven't decided yet. Need to check my calendar. Because, you know, balancing professional, personal life with a show every week and the Sega Lounge, which takes a lot of my time, is hard. It's going to be hard. The next few weeks, for example, I'm going to be swamped with lots of work and personal life stuff. And so, just as an example, last weekend, I recorded three interviews for, not last weekend, so I recorded one on Saturday, one on Sunday, and then the one I had for Monday actually got postponed to Wednesday. So three interviews of the Sega Lounge in just 4 or 5 days. And so that takes up a lot of my time. So that's why I'm planning on doing this this way, so I don't get burned out, and I can actually, you know, keep quality as much as I can on these shows. But I am planning on having another passenger mix before we take a quick break, you know, a few weeks from now. So be sure to go to our Night Train link, radiose.ga/nighttrain, and request songs for our upcoming passenger mix. I'm also planning maybe one special episode, like one themed episode. Still trying to decide on that. If you have any ideas that are better than mine, you know, let me know if you have any ideas for like a themed special episode of Night Train. That would work, mostly. That's important. If you have ideas that wouldn't work, like, I don't know, play nothing but remixes of the Sega Hard Girls. Chill remixes of the Sega Hard Girls, like Kopke was saying. I don't know if there are any. If so, if you know about them, let me know. I would love to play those. But I'm not sure if I can, you know, fill up an entire show with remixes of the Sega Hard Girls. Chill remixes of the Sega Hard Girls. I don't think there are that many to begin with. So, yeah. Resident SD says, I was actually thinking before tonight's episode that we're probably around halfway through the series. Yeah, probably. Not really the series. Like, you know, it's going to be a break. Still going to be season one, right? When I come back. But maybe take a month or two. And then we do another 10 or 15 shows. So, anyway. Anyway. That's it. RadioSE.ga/nighttrain. Choo-choo. It's time for more music. It's time for our final block of two songs. And when we come back, we'll say goodbye. And you can sleep in peace, my good friends. And this time we have a couple of vocal songs, vocal tracks. One of them is a Yakuza karaoke selection track. And so it's time to, you know, dim the lights. Just light up some candles, maybe. I don't know. And be close to the one you love. Because this is Kamuro Junrenka, the Full Spec Edition on Night Train. Oh, yeah.
しい日はそばで笑おう一緒に
歩もう
二人の思い出の街でネオンライダー二人照らす運命さえ信じられる建前で任せ恋は止まらない
紡いだこの歌をカムロ純恋歌と名付けよう。
Enjoy a late night audio journey as you relax and let your mind unwind with the best of Sega music. Night Train with KC on Radio Sega.
This is my escape. I'm running through this world and I'm not looking back. Cause I know I can go where no one's ever gone and I'm not looking back. But how will I know when I get there?And how will I know when to leave? We've all gotta start from somewhere, and it's right there for me. The possibilities are never ending. I see it, I see it, and now it's all within my reachEndless possibility. I see it now. It's always been inside of me. And now I feel so free. Endless possibility.To shine has come, I feel it. As fast as I will go, up to the top I'll go. You'll see it. So please wake me up when I get there. It feels like I'm lost in aPossibilities are never ending. I see it, and now it's all within my reach. Endless possibility. I see it now. It's always been inside of me, and now I feel so free.Endless possibility. Endless possibility. Endless possibility.
So inspiring. Dream Key 2, Endless Possibility. That was really nice. And probably like the third or fourth track I've played from her newest album. Probably. Which is actually called Reimagined. Yes, of course. I knew that. I didn't have to look it up or anything. Before that, we had Kamuru Junrenka, which I think we usually call Kamuru Love Song or Pure Love Song or something. Full Spec Edition from the Yakuza Karaoke Selection album. It's going to be hard not calling Yakuza to this series anymore. Like a Dragon. Like a Dragon is actually a much better name. Should have been called that from the start. Sega of America, what were you thinking? But yeah, that was a really nice love song. Mm-mm. So welcome back to Night Train. It's time, almost time to say goodbye. Obviously, I would urge you now at this point to keep listening to Radio Sega. But before that, I wanted to give a very special shout out to someone I think is tuned in, although not on Discord as per usual, João Pardal. Boa noite, hello, João, and congratulations on 2 years of his own Portuguese podcast. 50 episodes, 2 years, what a run! Congratulations, and also thank you very much for all your support with, you know, the Sega Lounge, Night Train, and my other projects as well. Big shout out to João Pardal. And as I was saying, this is the time where I usually urge you to keep listening to Radio Sega. And that's what you actually should do, obviously. And what do we have in store for you this week? As per usual, I don't know what's going to happen in terms of our guest nights, or Radio Sega guest night, actually. This week's guest night, but I think we have the Sega guys at 6 p.m. tomorrow, 6 p.m. UK, followed by the Shenmue Dojo show at 8 p.m. So I think I am correct. Absolutely. Yes, I think. I don't know. Then, for 1 week only, on Wednesday, we have Sega Knowledge Showdown. For 1 week only, returning from last year, and it's a quiz about Sega in 2022 and at some point also generic Sega history. So that's Wednesday at 8 p.m. UK time for 1 week only, and it's also part of our Team Radio Sega Game Blast 23 activities, because we had a little wager. Actually, it was a wager between all team captains, and you're going to find out what happens at the end. So there's money involved, and it goes for charity. It goes towards special effects to help them. So a very worthy cause. Also, on Thursday, the Sega Lounge is back. So happy about this. Haven't edited the episode yet. Too busy with other stuff, but we'll do. And Thursday at 8 p.m., the return of the Sega Lounge on Radio Sega. Airs first on Radio Sega, as per usual, so don't forget about that. Followed by the Strictly Sonic Show. So, 8 p.m., the Sega Lounge. 10 p.m., the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019. Then on Friday, we have the season finale of Pick & Mix at 7 p.m. UK time. At 9 p.m., VG Beats Box, unless they decide to do it on Saturday morning again. I don't know. The Hidden Palace returns on Saturday at 9 p.m. UK time, followed by SNS at 10 p.m. local time. And on Sunday, you know the drill, LMC Block from 7 p.m. UK, Sega Mixer Drive at 8, and then Night Train at 11 p.m. UK time. Obviously, there's more than this. There's the whole Game Blast 23 situation, so If you want to know our full schedule of activities for Game Blast 23, the best way is to go to radiosega.net, click the news post at the top of the page, and you'll see everything we've been playing. It's still being worked on. For example, my stuff, especially the Twitch stuff, maybe Switch, I don't know, but the Twitch stuff is still, I might change it a little bit, but you know, in terms of dates and times, I think for everyone involved, I think that's about right now. Maybe the content will be a little bit different, but I think apart from that, it's mostly correct. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to Night Train. I hope you enjoyed the ride. I certainly did tonight. It was really nice to be with you guys on Discord to play some chill music, to talk about some Like a Dragon-ish and whatnot. I wish you all an awesome week. Please do support Game Blast and Special Effect with Team Radio Sega, with other people who are also involved as well. Whatever you want to do, but do support Special Effect. It's a worthy cause. I will leave you with Yakuza, or is it Like a Dragon Ishin track? I don't know. I don't know the differences between the two soundtracks yet. So this is a Yakuza Ishin track, a Ryoga Gotoku Ishin track. But, you know, who knows? Who knows? Maybe it's not in the new version after all. I honestly don't know. I haven't played through all of the game. Really hope this is in there. This is with you. And that's how I am right now. I am with you. I've been with you. I've been KC. This has been Night Train. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Choo choo. Enjoy the music. Bye bye.
For those who trust with heart and soul, glory like the sun fell down and made us whole. Oh. Yeah. The world has changed its course for those who try.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.